She's got a story that she can't wait to share with you. Now, this is not easy to do, to get up in front of a crowd of people and bare your soul. But that's what she's going to do, and we're going to be blessed. So thank you, Linda.
Good morning. Well, I'm grateful to have this opportunity to be able to share with you what Celebrate Recovery means to me. And actually, I've written it out so I don't stand up here and forget what I want to say. I will change your name. You shall no longer be called wounded, outcast, lonely, or afraid. I will change your name. Your new name shall be confidence, joyfulness, overcoming one, faithfulness, friend of God, one who seeks my face. The words to this song are becoming reality for me, something I at one point in my life thought would never be possible. For the past few years, I have had the privilege of being part of Celebrate Recovery. God is using this program to bring healing into the hurts, habits, and hang-ups of my life, creating wholeness, changing me from the inside out. How is this happening? Listening to weekly teachings, which are helping to replace the lies of my past with the truth. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 8:22. Hearing testimonies of men and women who share their stories, attesting to the miracle of change in their lives, and finding hope and healing for my own through their stories. Being in a small group with women who love me and accept me and help me to see that I am no different than they are, where I can listen to women being honest about their struggles, and where I too can confess, and in so doing become free. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. James 5:16. Having God use men in the program to bring healing into the hurts of my heart. Being encouraged to make prayer, Bible reading, meditating, and journaling a daily part of my life. Coming to understand that God is madly in love with me, and his heart breaks when I neglect our relationship. Being able to apply the tools I've been given through this program to my daily life, making things much less controlled and complicated. Ultimately, Celebrate Recovery is teaching me about surrender, letting go of those things in my life that I want to cling to, things like fear, anxiety, control, pride, self-centeredness, perfectionism, and actually the list could go on and on. God desperately wants me to give him these very things so that he can redeem them and give me a life that is more than I could ever imagine. In closing, I'd like to leave you with this image. Celebrate Recovery has been to me like the pebble thrown into water. The ripple effects have made an impact on all areas of my life. Thank you.
Thanks, Linda. In your bulletins, there's a little capsule, a little insert about Celebrate Recovery. I want to invite you to check that out today. Also, after the service downstairs in the fellowship hall, Linda will be there to answer questions, to have a conversation with you about her story or yours. There'll be some information about Celebrate Recovery downstairs that you can check out as well. Let's bow our heads and pray together. God, you are so beautiful. Thank you for being one who pursues us tenderly and fiercely with your love. Thank you for never giving up on us, no matter how far we run from you. Thank you for being so invested in us that you would send your son Jesus to live the life we should have lived and to die the death we should have died. Thank you for the hope and the healing that's found in a relationship with him and his people. Thank you for the beauty of the church, for lives that are being changed every day, for the fellowship and encouragement and support we experience here, for the means of grace that we encounter here, forgiveness that we receive in Jesus' name. God, we lift up our world to you for those communities in the South and Midwest that are reeling from a tornado that ripped through their communities. We pray for those who are worshiping you in ashes this morning through their tears. You would bring healing and comfort to them, and that they would not stop worshiping you, no matter what they've lost. We lift up the nation of Syria again to you. Pray for peace. Pray for the protection of innocent civilians. We pray for nations to wisely and effectively intervene, and for relief organizations like the Red Cross and World Vision who are trying to gain access to hurting people with real needs but are struggling to do so. We pray for them. God, we lift up this body, this part of your church. We pray for our men's gathering tomorrow night. We pray that this would be a community where we can follow Christ together, where we can find accountability and encouragement to remain faithful to you. We pray for the ministry called Celebrate Recovery and for all that happens here on Monday nights. We thank you for Linda and her story and for many others like it. And we pray that the church would continue to be a place of fresh starts as people come into contact with your Son, Jesus. And God, during this season of Lent, we invite you below the surface of our lives. And we give you access to all those rooms that we've kept locked to you previously. We invite you to come in and to have your way in us, to renovate all the nooks and crannies of our lives, to shine a light on the dark places, to expose sin and pride and brokenness in a clean house, to bring us to repentance. But we pray, God, that we would not keep anything from you, that we would allow you to change us deeply, that we would know you and become like you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.